Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kiewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Welcome.
We've come into this with an energy of...
When did we start? When did this podcast start?
Well, now. Let's say
we
now.
We just started when
when we said hello. But I just want everyone to know that we came into it with a real energy of we don't understand anything about the world.
Oh, yeah. We're all
fucked. You were talking about being nihilistic.
Yeah,
it
it's a real nihilistic chat.
Absolutely.
That's so true.
So we start at the bottom, but we work our way up. So by the end, we'll be so happy.
Drake
we'll be like
style.
Ecstatic.
Absolutely. By the end of these peppermint teas.
Drake style.
I like that.
Drake style. And I will start with something nice. Because last week I shared about wanting to go naturally grey.
Yeah.
And I got like some really nice messages from listeners.
Oh, that's really nice.
And one lady, she said about her journey and gave me like a link to like an account to follow because she said I heard that you were talking about reprogramming your Instagram and it was like all these women like their hair going grey.
That's so cool. Will you send it to
me? It's like a little community. Yeah, definitely we'll send it to you.
I want to see it.
I think that's cool as hell. And I thought that was so nice to immediately, something that I think is really scary to immediately get such a like positive response back.
And real shock for me because I thought we were just followed by monstrous pricks. But it turns out it's some real...
Are these the messages you're getting?
Yeah.
I'm getting like grey positive.
I got a flurry of people being like, Mickey won't look good grey, okay? Don't tell her not
Stop
to do
her.
It. Oh my God, lol, she can't. That's what I got.
She looks bad now. She'll look
she
even
looks
worse.
So much worse. It's the beginning of the end. A lot of concern for you in my DMs, actually.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
Oh, that's really nice to hear.
That's very different from the messages I'm getting about you.
Oh, really?
Real thirsty people.
Real thirsty.
Yeah. Can you set me up? Can you give me an in?
Didn't you get one of them? Didn't somebody message you saying?
I got a bunch. My favorite thing. My favorite thing about the is Sarah single messages are One, I'm like, they can't possibly be people who actually listen to our podcast.
No.
Because we mention like our respective partners quite a lot. Mm. And then...
Oh, I do a heavy edit that makes me sound really single.
And then the next thing that I really like is like, the messages always start with a little compliment for me.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like, love you. I think you're great. And it's like, that's...
cut to the chase.
What do you really
that's
want?
That's not what we're doing. But Celia told me that Ed Gamble gets it a lot for James Acaster.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And he had to post on his social media, apparently. She said that at some point he had to post like, guys, you got to stop.
He's not single. Also stop anyway.
Yeah.
You got to stop.
I see. So that makes me the James of this pod.
You're the James of this pod.
And you're the Ed.
I'm the Ed. And recently...
And I'm the menu.
You're the menu. Yeah.
Was it on our podcast that was it you guys who were surprised that I'd never skied?
Yeah. Viscerally shocked.
Yeah, okay. So that, yeah. I feel like that does make me the Ed. He does seem like a skier.
Yeah. Yeah, whereas you know James has never skied in his life. Yeah. He looks like he can barely walk. And I'm speaking for myself as well when I say that.
Yeah, you can barely walk. That's very true.
I can barely walk. I'm a big crawler. Uh-huh. Everywhere I go, I crawl.
How are we, guys?
I'm thriving. I'm thriving.
Sarah's thriving.
I'm not sleeping very well, and I'll tell you for why.
Is that thriving?
It's not thriving. I'm sleeping so badly.
Why?
Because there's a family that live upstairs. We live in a flat. There's a family in the flat upstairs. They have a child. She's like 7 or 8. And she stomps all day long. She stomps.
When are you trying to sleep?
She jumps.
Try like, and this get is on like this 7-year-old sleep schedule.
This is like 11, 12 at night. Like, what? Genuinely.
Whoa.
I've had to start.
It's a cool 7-year-old.
Responding to the stomping by banging with the end of a mop.
What?
Yeah. And let me tell you, I do not have the mobility to do that right now. So I have to get on the bed with my mop. Louisa has to help me up onto the bed.
Why doesn't Louisa just do it?
I think she likes to watch this.
Oh. It's like a little bit of foreplay.
Yeah, sexy for her. Get that mop.
Get the mop out.
Get up there with that mop. You mutter under your breath about the 7-year-olds.
You mutter under your breath. You struggle. Struggle with the mop because you don't have the mobility.
She finds it really sexy when I say things like, this is just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. She's attracted to that kind of like 60-year-old energy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to them? Like, have you gone upstairs?
I think I'm going to have to now.
Oh, okay. You're going to bring the mop, though.
Yeah, I will.
You might know me from my work with the mop.
Recognize this?
Then you do it on their ceiling. They don't get it, so you're like, is this?
I have to get on your bed. Do you mind?
Someone has to help me.
Louise has to watch.
Louise comes up with me.
What if they can't hear it? Are they are they responding when you mop it?
Yeah. They respond to the mop. Yeah.
What's the response?
It tends to quieten down, but then recently they've realized that the mop has no real authority over anybody and they've started ignoring the mop.
That's smart, actually.
Yeah.
That's smart of them.
We don't actually have to listen to this damn mop.
This mop isn't the boss.
It also really,
this mop isn't God.
Yeah, it feels like a sort of a very rudimentary level of communication.
It's because it's late at night.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. It's because it's late at night, and I don't want to go up there late at night. But then I'm like, they're all up. They're all awake because there's all this stomping.
Oh, they're up.
Maybe they're practicing for the Broadway.
Perhaps.
Maybe they're auditioning.
Perhaps, yeah. She's a tap dancer and I'm ruining her career.
Can I ask this? Are you in a Victorian conversion flat?
I don't know.
Are you in a flat?
How would I know that?
Was it a house?
No, it doesn't give the vibe of a house. But then
what does that mean? It
doesn't have a house vibe.
So it's not a house?
Doesn't feel housey. It's above a shop.
Oh, right. Okay. So no. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about now?
I do, but you said it in such a weird way.
Well, no.
It doesn't give a house vibe.
It doesn't have a house vibe. Yeah, I wouldn't look at that and go, I think this used to be a house.
Right, but then the answer would have been, no, it's not a house, instead of you going,
well. Well, I wasn't sure if I was correct. I don't want anyone listening to this going, no, Sarah, you're wrong. You do live in a house.
Right.
It'd be more disturbing if someone listening knew where you lived.
Yeah.
Well, my cousin listens to this.
Oh, right. Right.
He often corrects the things I say.
Oh, yeah, about, like, yeah. your life.
Yeah. You're growing like, up. That's not true.
You don't know anything
about
your life.
There was that time my brother's girlfriend got in touch and said, that's not your brother's middle name. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, so, that was funny.
You know. I'm
Man, that's so embarrassing for you.
Frequently monitored on here. And I don't know anything about my life. You're going to find out I don't even live in a flat.
Oh.
You're going to find out I live on a boat.
No, but I've seen
There's
it.
No family upstairs. What are you doing with the mop?
You don't live on a boat. I've seen
it's
it.
It's a duck.
I've seen it.
A very heavy-footed duck.
A seven-year-old duck. It's training for the ballet.
Speaking of ballet.
Oh.
I have a hot take.
Oh, go on.
No.
I think ballet would be vastly improved if it was a sport.
Right.
I think it should be in the same category as like ice skating.
Okay.
Like it's marked gymnastic. And graded.
It's marked and graded. I want it to be in the Olympics. I feel like what we need with ballet is people who are the people who are like, ah, oh, look at that jump.
I resent the way you said what we need. Like we need, like we've all been sat around going,
I think we need this.
Guys, we need to do something about ballet.
I do think we need to do something about ballet. I feel like we need commentators for ballet. I feel like if someone, you know what I love about commentators is like they'll explain why something is hard. And then I think, whoa, that's really impressive that they've done that. But when they're just hopping along on the stage, and
so
it's
basically
like,
what's happened here is you don't like ballet.
No, I do like it.
And you want them to do it differently.
I like it, but I just don't, here. I think it's a great way of doing sport. I don't think it's a great way of doing storytelling.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like I think the hopping on the stage and then being like, oh, they're clearly, obviously, the king's angry. It's
he's
like,
in
I don't
love
know.
With her.
Yeah,
it's like no, he's not. He's been pointing his toes like that the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah. It's just hopping along. I think it's a terrible way of storytelling.
Yeah.
But I do think it's amazing, and I think they enter it into the Olympics. You know.
You think the stakes should be higher?
The stakes should be higher. The story should leave.
Stop telling me a story and jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
But because the people are like incredibly impressive. So like when like a ballet dancer, you know, their leg goes all the way like
they
goes
leap.
Like 180
yeah,
degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I want a commentator to tell me why that's impressive. What muscles are involved? Get into it.
Okay. I agree with you, actually. I think you're making some
look
valid
at the pas de chat.
What?
Can we get a slow-mo of the pas de chat, please?
Oh, lovely pas de chat.
Is that a move or a ballet
That's
dancer?
A move. Oh, That's a move.
Should we start reviewing ballet like we're commentators?
Yeah.
We're pundits for ballet.
We're pundits from like the 50s.
And she sticks the landing.
Yes! Are we feeling this? Are we feeling
that? That was exciting.
This is exciting.
I liked that a lot.
Okay, anyway.
I went to the opera before Christmas.
Why?
I forgot to tell you about this. Oh, man. These opera singers, they didn't sing very much.
Wait, what opera was it?
Hansel and Gretel. At the Royal Opera House.
Okay. Who wrote that?
Well, I think it was just an adaptation of a...
Well,
I know
the story.
It's
is
a
original...
tale, Mickey.
Yeah.
But like someone would
Society
have written
Society wrote it.
A Hansel and Gretel from your neck of the woods.
I think they're German.
Are they?
So it's closer to my neck of the woods.
Sorry for conflating the two.
Well, Hansel and Gretel, they have an umlaut. It feels very...
I think you're right. I think
a lot of
German.
Fairy
German.
Tales are German, I feel like, aren't they?
Yeah. Is it because of the Brothers Grimm?
Were they German?
Yeah.
Double M feels German.
Got a German vibe, hasn't it?
Oh, Wikipedia!
Oh, God. It's time for a Wikipedia.
I'll get on my ass.
It's time for it. Wikipedia.
It opens up on Steve Carell. That's the last thing on Wikipedia.
That's a nice photo of him.
Is it? Ah, oh, he's so lovely, isn't he? All right. Get ready, guys. Hansel. What were we looking up? Hansel.
Oh, the Grimm brothers.
German fairy tale. Very good. Brothers Grimm.
Where are they from,
oh,
though?
Oh, the Brothers Grimm. This is true. They were collectors.
Oh.
So like the collected folk stories that have been told for like years and years and years and years.
So they didn't write
Put
any of them?
In a big book. Well, they probably did some adaptations.
In a big book. So it was like Wikipedia before Wikipedia.
Oh my God.
Jakob and Wilhelm Grimm.
Grimmopedia.
Grimmopedia.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, yes.
So they were German.
German.
They were German.
German as hell.
Anyway, we went to see this opera. It was mostly just an orchestra.
That's better.
And then two people pretending to be children running around. I fell asleep. That's why I was
opera is such a good place to fall asleep.
I had the best nap of my life.
Yeah.
It was particularly embarrassing because we sat down. The woman, I was on the end of the aisle. Louisa was sat next to me, and then the woman next to her, just as we sat down, leant down the aisle and went, "I love your comedy." And I went, "Thank you so much," and then immediately fell asleep.
How could there possibly be crossover with your comedy and the opera?
Hey, I'm very cultural.
No.
I am. I'm like,
I'm big in retirement homes.
They often say that my comedy is incredibly operatic.
No, no one says that.
They do.
Your comedy is so monotone. What are you talking about?
Are you fucking joking? They say, I listened to a podcast the other day and they said that they think that my comedy should be in the Olympics.
You listen to a podcast about your comedy?
I would. If anybody was fucking making one.
Yeah, I would listen to that.
I've got to make my own podcast about my own comedy.
What's this?
I'm feeling very nihilistic about that.
I have been to a lot of operas. This really ties into the thing where you think I've skied. I have been to a lot of operas because my dad works in classical music.
Yeah.
And it's not for me. I'm not.
I'm just like, just tell us what's going on.
It's really long, isn't it?
It's too long. Why is it 6 hours?
Why is it 6 hours?
And even if it's not 6 hours,
just
it feels...
Just say what you're thinking.
It feels like 6 hours. This really ties into the ballet thing, I think.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't like it. And I worked for a long time for my dad when I was a student, and I had to do the subtitles for operas.
I think if something like that needs subtitles, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, these stories are old as hell. These stories are old as all hell.
I just find it really challenging.
Yeah.
I think you should be allowed to heckle at the opera.
I think that would commentators would also improve that.
Yeah, I think so.
You know?
She's really holding that note.
But I think okay, get ready for this story. We were talking about the opera at Christmas, at Patrick's family's Christmas, his dad's side.
Yeah.
And then his stepmom, it's not his stepmom, the woman that his dad is seeing, she said that that operas, she's like a fan of operas, and then she wasn't a fan of musical theater, and I was like, what are you talking about? Musical theater is the best. And then she said that the only piece of musical theater that she liked was West Side Story, and I said, well, that makes sense because that's kind of written like an opera. And then she said, no.
No, that's it. End of discussion.
She said no.
No.
And then I have a good reason for why I would think that, and also some people to back me up who actually know what they're talking about that aren't me. But she was not interested. She just went no, and then we had to move on.
That's a lovely way to win an argument, isn't it?
Yeah,
just
it is.
One hard no.
Yeah. Just a hard no. Yeah. And I was really taken aback by it. And then I just couldn't.
There's no real comeback to that. Yeah. It's like someone's trying to convince her of that before. And she's like, I've had this discussion.
Yes.
I'm not doing it again.
And the only response to somebody going no like that is going, yes.
I didn't even. You know what?
Yes.
I wasn't even clever enough to do that
at
that point.
The only answer to no is yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
Yes, I am right.
I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I really don't like it when you're having like a discussion with someone and I keep saying, well, in my opinion, or I feel like, or, you know, the thing that I think, and then they go, here's how it is, here's how it is, here's how
mm-hmm,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I feel like I'm doing it right because I'm presenting it as a differing opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, this is why I feel this way.
Yes.
And they're going, here's why you're wrong.
And here's a fact where it's like, you're presenting your opinion as fact. And I don't know how to argue that. Like, I don't know how to have any kind of conversation or any kind of differing opinion with people who present their opinions as fact. Like, I really don't know how to do it.
How do you handle it in a situation where somebody, where you say, or somebody's saying something and you go, oh, no, that's not right. And they go, yes, it is.
Yes, that's what I mean.
And then how do you deal with it? Because, like, historically, I used to often just go, like, I know that's not right, but I'm just going to be quiet.
Yeah.
But now sometimes I'm like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And then it like ruins evenings.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I, like, if I was saying the wrong thing and you knew it, you'd shut me down.
Yes.
So why can't I shut you down?
I find dad? It so... There he is.
No, my dad's lovely.
I think it's so tricky, and I don't know. If anyone... Listen, write in.
Right, give us a technique.
If you have a technique for this, because one time I tried to just say to the person that I was arguing with, and you guys know this person, but I'm not going to name them, but I was saying to this person, you know, you keep saying it as if what you're saying is fact.
Is it Robbie Williams?
Robbie Williams.
It was Robbie.
I said, Robbie, you keep saying it like what you think is a fact.
I knew from the moment you said that.
And then they were just like, because it is.
No.
I know, Robbie.
Robbie, the fuck.
You write angels and you think you can say whatever you want.
I know.
You did think that.
Fucking hell.
Should have a word with them.
When we stop recording, I'm going to ask you who that is, and I'm going to try really hard not to forget because I am intrigued.
But when I say who thinks their opinion is fact, I will tell you guys this: that when I say who it is, you won't be surprised.
I've got a guess.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm interested in your guess.
Okay.
Wait, who's your guess? We can do that on air.
No, okay. They'll be collateral. Because even if it's wrong, people will go, oh, well, we know that person does that. Yeah, it's fully Louisa.
It's Louisa.
Yeah.
Louisa is a real Robbie.
Louisa's got this God complex, you know? She thinks everything she says is right.
Yeah.
She looms over me while I sleep.
Do you want to hear something nice?
Yeah, go on.
I saw Lucas perform yesterday.
Did you?
For the first time.
For the first time?
It was great.
It was so good.
It was the first time.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it.
I don't think I've seen it. Yeah. I don't know why I'm shocked.
Well,
you've been hiding this from us, Lucas.
No. We've just never been on a gig before. But it was great.
It was so good.
Patrick was hosting.
So good.
Patrick
was hosting. So all of us were there. Imagine if he was terrible. God.
No, you must have known. You must be past the point of delusion.
Now. No, I knew, but I was like, I could ruin our relationship.
No. I was not worried about that.
You just deliberately tanked the gig to make Mickey uncomfortable.
I was playing to Mickey the whole time. I was like, am I right?
I was not worried, but I was delighted.
Oh, lovely.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, you're so good. So good.
It was really fun. We had a great time.
You're so at ease.
Hey, I know they love me.
You're at ease a lot of the time. For somebody of your age.
I'm drunk. No.
I have a big drunk problem.
Really?
Yeah. Your eyes are always glazed and pupils are massive.
You're late, you smell. Well.
Yeah.
Really actually, the signs are there.
Yeah, it's always been there.
It's actually weird that we haven't picked up on it, Sarah.
You're always sipping from an unmarked water bottle.
Yeah.
No, I just feel comfortable on stage. I love that room. I've done that room quite a lot.
Yeah,
what room was it?
Camden Head.
Was it Camden Head?
It's a lovely room. Mm.
And I was just excited for you to see everything.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Yeah. No.
You weren't nervous?
Not really.
No,
I always get nervous when people I know come and see me.
Mickey had to follow me. It was tough.
Oh, really?
It was tough. And
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I would think it more... You weren't nervous because you've no respect for me.
I said that on stage.
Yeah, and
I was like, this next act...
I should be
nervous.
Whereas
I really respect that.
Because I know this next act, but I have no respect for her.
Yeah. Noelle was in the audience as well.
Whoa.
Noelle really enjoyed your set. She told me to tell me that she really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Starting to feel a little bit like a social event that I wasn't invited to.
It was.
Yeah, it was a great event. We had a great time.
Tuesday night at the Camden Head.
I saw Lucas do a stand-up set over a meal.
Yeah. And he was so at ease.
I was also drunk
so
then.
Good.
It was great. Yeah. And what was so funny was seeing Patrick bring you on, and when you left, like knowing that you guys were talking about each other.
Right.
Like all the comments were like, they're talking about each other. And the audience didn't know. But my favorite bit was when you came on stage and Patrick shook your hand like that. It was so formal.
We always We always do it in like a really like exaggerated like way.
Do the thing.
Because it's just so funny. It's such because if you don't know, and obviously, like, you're not going to tell the audience because that really doesn't work that you're together. So when he brings me on as an MC, it does just feel absolutely ridiculous.
It's mad.
You're really going to love this next act.
One of my best friends,
Nikki Overman.
I've worked with her a lot.
Yeah. It just feels.
He forgets your name.
Yeah. It just feels incredibly like it's so ridiculous.
Do you ever just get tempted to, like, squeeze his butt on the way out?
No.
I'd do that to Patrick.
You do it to Patrick.
You do it anyway.
I do.
The thing is, like,
he hates it.
You can't.
He begs me not to.
You can't let the audience know.
Yeah.
Any They smell it on
they'll
you.
They'll figure it out. If they see you squeeze your boyfriend's butt, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
They're shrewd.
And then they don't like any jokes where you're like, my boyfriend's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, we already like him.
We know him.
Yeah. He's our best friend.
He's got a lovely smile.
Yeah.
And he does.
Yeah. I hate it when you make jokes about Patrick.
Yeah.
The patriarchy. Yeah. Every time I see the word patriarchy, I think the patriarchy. Every time.
The patriarchy. It's real.
When you were on holiday, was it over Christmas? No, after Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. You posted a picture of you like next to a little bit of graffiti that said like, fuck the patriarchy or something. I spent a long time trying to turn that into patriarchy and then I couldn't get it to look good and I just didn't bother sending it to you.
I would have loved that.
How long did you spend on it before you gave up?
About 24 hours.
It was a 24-hour job.
I didn't sleep. In the end, I was like, none of it is good enough.
It can't possibly be that hard.
I can't send it to her.
That's so funny.
I mean, I was doing it on on the stories.
No, I don't think you were like buying Photoshop to be able to like do this properly.
I'm like, yeah, commissioning a piece of art.
Commissioning a piece
of art. Can anybody do this?
There was a comic who, speaking of like messages and stuff, there was a comic who went out with a girl and this girl spent the whole day talking about how funny Patrick was.
That's so funny.
Like, do you know this comic, Patrick Spicer? And like, he's so funny.
No way.
And the other comic was like, hello.
I'm here. That's so funny.
I know.
How flattering. This
one. Yeah.
I was flattered by it.
Yeah. Lovely.
It's nice when people like not when it's like creepy or it's like too much or like when they message me about you, but like when it's just like a little bit of like someone goes, really, the person you're with is really very
talented.
Very talented. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
I like that. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, when it's not just I see them as a hunk of meat.
No, that's my job.
Yeah.
I see him as a hunk of meat.
That's what I meant to do.
Yeah.
Look at you like a hunk of meat.
Who's the royal you? Who's the you and
everybody? I just walk around. Everybody's a hunk of meat to me.
Mm. Should we address that we have a... No, wait, let me put it this way. Hey, listeners, we have guests next week.
Yeah, we do. You're probably wondering where our guest is. They're on their way.
They're really late.
I wanted to
they're taking the slow train.
I wanted to put it in like a sort of like fun.
Positive framing.
Rather than
we failed.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't fail.
We didn't fail. There's no failure here.
No.
We meant to do this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We had this in the diary.
We had this in our diaries.
Yes. We had this in the diary.
I put fail on Wednesday.
Can we call these episodes where it's just the three of us? A threesome fail.
threesome gone wrong. Threesome gone.
That's
perfect clickbait, though, isn't it?
That is good. I've been calling them thank fuck for something. So
yeah. Thank fuck for threesome.
Last week's was thank fuck for 2024. Maybe this week will be thank fuck for opera.
Ooh.
Or thank
but
fuck
we
for
hate
threesomes.
Opera.
That's
thank,
true.
Thank fuck for ballet.
No, we hate that as well. Thank fuck for
threesomes.
Threesomes.
Yeah,
threesomes.
I'll do that this week.
Yeah.
I'm good on the spot.
Oh, you're so good.
Thank fuck.
She's so quick.
Slow down.
You really pulled that out your ass.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm emceeing, I'm just like, this is so funny, because I am so bad at this.
I don't know what to say to you.
It's really funny how like most of my emceeing is me just going, oh, yeah. What?
Ooh.
like that.
It's really good.
Thank you.
I still haven't watched The Sound of Music, I'll tell you that much.
Well, way to bring the mood down.
Cut that out.
Yeah.
Let's do a live watching of The Sound of Music.
Yeah, in this room, in this cold room.
In this freezing room.
We watch it on my phone.
Like that. We're just on Lucas's phone.
And did you guys see that?
And I go like this. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wait for this bit. This is about... Yeah.
You're going to love this next bit.
Last week I talked about the eye candy for you. Yeah?
Yeah.
The 16-year-old. Remember that?
The what?
Don't say that's for me.
That's for you.
I don't remember this.
I said the daughter's really hot.
Right.
And I said she's 22 in real life.
Right.
And Sarah was like, but what agency in the
movie.
Right, right.
I'm glad you blocked that out, Lucas.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you repressed that the moment you walked out.
Yeah. But I just want to say that there's also eye candy for people into men. Okay? Christopher Plummer.
You're losing me. You're losing me.
Christopher Plummer in this heyday.
There's a plumber in it.
Yeah. Can I ask you guys something? Do you write plumber with a B in English and an M in American?
Or is no, it always it's the with same. A B? It's always...
Is it plumber?
Yeah, it's plumber. It's both, always with it's a B. Plumber in both, I think.
You're plumber in both.
Fucking joking.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How have you been spelling it?
Embarrassed myself for decades.
I can never go back to the plum store.
No wonder I've never successfully booked a plumber.
You've always wrote it Christopher Plummer.
Is that how he spells it?
He spells plumber. It double M,
not
yeah.
Not plumber.
No, not plumber.
What's the B fucking yeah, doing yeah, there? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plumber.
You're a Christopher Head when it comes to your plumbers. Anytime you're like, the plumber is coming, people are like, Christopher? Just looking like... You got Christopher yeah. Plummer coming into your house?
Plumber's on his way. There's crowds outside my flat. Everybody with autograph books. He said he'd be here any minute.
Hey, he only won an Oscar in his 80s for the first time.
Wow.
That's cool well as hell.
Good for Chris.
Just plumbing away.
Anyway, nice. He's eye candy for people into men. So, you know, I just want to say there's something for everyone in there.
Who's the sexiest man in the world, you think?
Okay. Here we go.
It is a trick question.
Let's make a list of 3.5 billion men.
Who's the sexiest man?
There is a right answer.
Is there?
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
Oh God, is it you?
Yeah. It's me.
Your laugh was crazy.
It was always gonna be me. No, seriously though.
No, but seriously.
No, but
though.
Seriously though. Let's... It's me. No. No, tell me what
it again. Do it again. I'll never get sick of it. I'll never get sick of it. Besides Sarah, who's the second? But I'm not attracted to people who are really sexy.
But yeah, but this is obviously no.
This is not like, well, who's the most attractive.
There's not actually a right answer.
What about Ryan Gosling? He's pretty sexy.
He's pretty sexy.
Do you think?
That's
he's
a lot
so
of
silly. That's what I think is sexy.
Yeah, I see that.
That's a lot of straight man's answers. Like, that's the go-to straight man answer, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
Men
like,
who don't know any other men.
Yeah.
Or aren't in touch with their own sexuality, will say him.
Yeah. Whereas, like, the people I actually find attractive are just, like, you know, a bit of a mess.
Bit of a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
who?
Yeah. Like, it will be, like, characters from a TV show that are, like, the have you ever seen New Girl?
Yeah.
Nick, I find that is like.
Okay.
And I feel like that's a lot of girls who are really very attracted to Nick. And I saw this very funny tweet one time who was just like, girls will describe like their favorite, like who they're like really attracted to. And it's just like this guy having the worst time of his life.
Yeah, just crying.
Going through like crisis after crisis after crisis. He's not an okay character. Like,
he's not a well man.
He's not a well man. No. He's going through a lot.
Yeah.
And then it's all girls just being like, exactly.
That's what I need. And the attractive thing about that man is that he knows he's going through a bad time.
Yes, one. Oh.
He's willing to accept
it. Oh, 100%.
That's all you need.
Yeah, yeah. And then he'll pour you a drink.
Oh, lovely.
Perfect.
The bar is low.
What is... okay, I mean, what is your sexiest man?
Do it. I thought I'd already answered the question.
Yes! Go on.
Lucas looks like he's really thinking about this
question. I'm going through my Rolodex.
I'm going to go to Lucas.
I don't know. I'm just going to answer the question with like a new man on the scene that I thought was very attractive in a TV show I watched recently. Have you seen Murder at the End of the World?
No.
All right, then.
Who's the man in it?
There's an actor called Harris Dickinson, I think.
What a great fucking name.
And he's in a bunch of other stuff, but he's quite a new British actor. I think he's going to be quite big. But he was very attractive in that TV show.
Harris Dickinson. Ah.
Because he had all these like tattoos on his face and stuff.
I have to say that this guy looks like you.
Let's see. Oh my God, yes.
Imagine if you Googled Harris Dickinson and the whole links were just me.
It's just you.
He was in Triangle of Sadness, right?
This guy looks like you.
Let me find a picture of him in this show.
This is Wikipedia.
Oh, God.
We're not familiar with the user interface of the Wikipedia app.
Oh, for God's sake, why did you immediately went to Wikipedia?
When I opened my phone, it was still on Wikipedia.
Your go-to before Google.
Do you do
Wikipedia?
That as like a search engine when you're like, how long should I boil an egg for? Do you Wikipedia egg?
No, guys, I'm not a fucking idiot.
I'm just going to quickly Wikipedia maps that, okay?
Do you know this road actually used to be was a Roman road?
Oh my God. I'm interested. What are we talking about? Sorry.
I was doing an impression.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know. I knew it. I just wanted to be like, you got my attention.
You just wanted to talk about the Roman Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
Who's your sexiest man in the
world? Yeah, Lucas.
Let's
do it.
Man, my mind has gone blank. Ryan Gosling, because he's really funny. He's very attractive.
He's so silly. So attractive.
Who else? Name some men.
This is what this man looked like in this TV show.
Yeah. Oh, mullet.
Yeah, Lucas.
Cool. Yeah, no, I know him. He was in Triangle of Sadness. He was very good in that. He's very attractive.
It's so attractive when they're good at stuff.
I just think that characters are more attractive than real human beings.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, I don't want to meet these actors.
No. You just want to pretend that the characters are real.
Because also I've met actors. So I don't want to do that again.
Ever again. I'm done.
I'm dating one. I'm going to break up with her.
Yeah, but she's cool as intense. Hell.
She's cool for an actor,
She's cool as hell.
Yeah, she doesn't have that actory vibe.
But you can't say Ryan Gosling. Who else we got? You said name
Why
some men.
Why can't I say Ryan Gosling?
You said name men in like, you know how there was like a TikTok challenge where like girls were going
name
to their boyfriend
name
and being like, name a woman.
Name a man.
Name a man, yeah. Name a man is good. But name a woman was such a funny challenge. And then I saw this tweet that was like, name a woman. And then it's like, Lou Bega takes off his hat. And goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That guy was German. And here's a little fact for you.
Baker is German.
German.
He has no business.
Related to Grimm.
Mambo number 5 is a German creation.
German written song.
Yeah. It's a German creation.
That changes everything.
It really does.
It changes all that I know
and
about
it doesn't.
That song.
name a man.
Explains the
George Clooney.
Explains the counting in that song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, he's struggling through it all.
There are 5 women here.
Yeah.
On the first take, he went, ein, zwei, oh no.
They were like, that's never going to play.
it's going to be a hit.
Pick a different man.
Oh, young or not or any
young.
Age. Damon Albarn. I always like men who I want to look like.
And young
I,
who? Da- sorry,
Damon Albarn. He's
Who's
the
that?
Lead singer in Blur.
Show us a picture of him.
You know the lead singer in Blur.
I know.
I don't know anything. I know.
You don't know Blur?
It's all a blur.
Were you Oasis?
But it's for Is this like an English
Blur
thing?
Blur versus Oasis. I was more of an Oasis.
Oh, it was just a huge thing in the 90s. So I'm told.
Fuck.
I wasn't there.
So I'm told. I heard. They told me about it in history.
I only just picked up on it. That's so great.
Yeah, I was definitely Team Blur.
Show us a picture of the sexy man.
This guy. You know him?
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
He was, yeah. And Gorillaz were my favourite band growing up. I loved him.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with him.
He's very talented.
That See, hair. No, you're right. It's a talent thing.
It is a talent thing because, like, I don't know if you've ever seen someone and you're like, they're very good looking, and then you talk to them and it's just like, they're just like an egghead.
They got nothing going on the inside.
Yeah. You're just like empty shell.
Yeah.
To me, it's gone immediately.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing to work with.
No. There's no desire for me to be like, I want to do stuff.
And then you see people in the opposite direction who are like if you saw a photo of them, you'd be like, they're an average-looking person. Mm-hmm. And then they do stuff and you're like...
Yeah.
Like Chris O'Dowd in Bridesmaids became like a sex symbol.
Yeah.
But like, we were all just like, really?
But so fucking charming in that
Very
movie.
Very charming. Yeah.
So charming.
Yeah.
It's such a funny movie.
Very funny
Did
movie.
Did you know women could Did be I? Funny?
No. That's the whole message of that movie. Did you have any idea that women shit themselves sometimes?
I watched that movie with a guy and he said, wasn't for me. Yep. Wasn't for me.
No, he's right. It's not for you. It's not made for people.
That's what
he
said. He said, I just don't think women can be funny. And I...
No.
He didn't smile once?
That was the funny thing was like, you decided before we watched this.
Yeah, you went in with this wall up.
You went in with a wall up. And luckily, I have to say, luckily for me, I was just enjoying the crap out of it. Mm-hmm. So like, and the whole movie, like the whole cinema was. So it wasn't like... We were all just laughing. So when I walked out, like, so elated, this guy said this, there was a part of me that was like, "Tah! What movie did you just watch?" Yeah. Like, I'm so confused by this opinion.
I think when people say stuff like that, I'm like, how sad for you.
Yeah.
How sad for you that you've cut off, like, 50% of the population to making you laugh, making you feel good.
Yeah.
What a they sad have. Life.
Yeah. Whenever I, like, get really worried about the world... I do like to just remember that, like, there's so many funny people.
It's so mad to me that straight men say that as well.
What?
That women aren't funny.
Why?
Because then I'm like, so you're intending to, like, eventually, like, settle down, spend your life with someone who, in your opinion, can, won't ever make you laugh.
Oh, Sarah.
Won't ever give you something...
Is this... Spoken like a person who has not dated a straight man.
Yeah, never would.
I love this naivete so much.
Please teach me
It
their
genuinely
ways.
Makes me happy that you are confused by
Explain it.
Explain
it to me then.
Straight men want an audience Thank of you. One to Thank laugh you. At their jokes.
Yes. Thank you, Lucas.
Forever. And they're not really interested in...
But so they don't mind having to do all of the heavy lifting?
They want to.
It's what they want.
They love it.
Oh,
it's what they want.
This is so boring.
And I having dated these men, it is so confusing to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have previously changed the way I was funny to be able to fit into a worldview that they could live with.
Yeah.
So Which, like,
and
I...
And is that angle like, laugh at me?
Laugh at me?
Laugh at how dumb I am.
Look at how dumb I am, mm-hmm. and like packaging it up in like cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Palatable.
This is how
funny.
Like the Manic Pixie Dream Girl thing happened. Do you know what I mean? Like it's all about like creating a version. Like it's so stupid. Yeah. And you know then you
funny,
have,
but she doesn't know it.
Yeah, all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And it's like
there
it then
be no
becomes
power in it.
Yeah, and then it becomes like, oh my god, yeah. No, I've been in relationships like that, but luckily, then you know you get more self awareness, and you're just like, well, this is boring, mm-hmm. and then you find someone who goes, why would I want an audience? I want to play. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Let's sit in our own bed and riff.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so fun.
I think if I was just laughing at Patrick, he'd be so bored.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just would not even, he would not be interested in that whatsoever. He'd be like, why aren't you yes-anding this?
Yeah. Mm. Join in.
Yeah.
I'm being silly.
Yeah.
You can't just stand there being not silly.
But you can, and many women do. You know when, like, the Barbie movie came out and so many people were, like, annoyed about the speech because they were like, it's entry-level feminism and, like, who is this for?
Mm.
And all I could think was, like, I know so many people who this is for.
Yeah.
Like, of course it's not for me. Of course it's not for any of us here. But I know so many women who this speech is for.
Yeah, I don't think we went into that film going, this is going to teach me something.
No, exactly.
You just go into the film going, I hope somebody learns something from this.
And then apparently there's loads of like stories now of women like feeling empowered because of it and like leaving like abusive relationships and stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
Great.
That's so nice.
And then I'm like, that's because that's who it's for.
Did you see the I can't remember what award ceremony it was because they all happened.
Oh, yeah, the Golden Globes.
When Ryan goes, when they won for I'm Just Ken.
Yeah.
And
I haven't seen it.
His face, because obviously, like, I'm Just Ken and then What Was I Made For? We were both nominated in this category of best song or whatever. And I'm Just Ken won.
That's so funny.
And it just cuts to Ryan Gosling's face and he looks like he's been slapped.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, completely shocked in, like, a where he's just like, I cannot believe you've done this.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Did you see the speech?
Ally, yeah, he's great.
Did you see the speech that they made at the Golden Globes where the comedian like made a joke about like Barbenheimer? Like,
oh, Joe Coy. Yeah.
Did you see the terrible joke that he made?
Yeah.
It was so bad.
It was so ill-advised.
The whole ceremony was just a car wreck for him.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen
it.
Oh,
some of
it
is really
bad. We need
bad.
To talk about this because I found it just as like... somebody in the industry, it was a fascinating lesson in how you should never play a room like that. He came out, he did the worst jokes you could possibly imagine, like literally first draft jokes. So the joke that he made about Barbenheimer was Oppenheimer is based on a 732-page Pulitzer Prize winning book and Barbie's based on a doll with big boobies. That's the joke.
And
the
roof
angle, the angle of the joke is, isn't it good they made this film, and boobies, and you're like
everyone's face in the audience was like you should see some of the pictures of like the celebrities' faces because that's funnier than anything he said. It's like some people look like they want to die,
but because it's so embarrassing to see someone do something so cringe.
But then he goes. He goes, some of these I wrote, some I didn't. And then, because people are groaning in the room, he goes, shut up. I got this gig 10 days ago. You want a perfect monologue? And then he goes, I didn't write all of these, but the ones I did, you're laughing at. So he throws his writers under the bus, completely throws his writers under the bus. Blames the audience, blames the fact that he... And I'm sat there thinking, there are people all over the world...
Oh,
who
no.
do topical news shows, who have 3 days to write monologues, speeches, sketches. SNL is done every Saturday night. They write topical sketches. People write to that kind of dead. 10 days, it's so many days.
Yeah.
When you have all of the material, you can have cheat sheets on all of these films. You know who the celebrities are. You're not having to learn that much information. That is so doable. And you have all of the money in the world to pay these writers. Because you're having one of the biggest TV appearances of your career, so you're going to spend on it. It's so doable. And the best you can come up with is boobies.
Oh, my God.
The arrogance of it.
The arrogance
of walking out and going, that'll play. That will definitely play. They'll get it. They'll like
it. It's just painful, isn't it? Because like I feel like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey did such like a phenomenal job when they hosted. That it's just like everything after that is just like a bit painful.
I don't know why they won't give it to Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph.
Oh my God.
Just as a pairing.
As a pairing.
Every time they present an award,
it's so
it goes
funny.
Viral. It's so
Have you
funny.
Seen the one with Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell?
Yep, so good.
Oh, guys,
so
if you
stupid.
Haven't seen this, you have to look this up on YouTube. It's so good. It's Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell presenting an award. And
who came up with that?
It's the I can't even explain it. Just
it's
look it
so
up.
Stupid.
Do yourself a favor. Look it up. It's amazing.
It's so funny. I don't get it at all.
What would you like? That would be like the scariest thing, though. Like, I do feel for him. Like, not for any of the jokes, but I do feel for, like, tanking such an opportunity. It's just like...
Yeah.
I would feel for him if he hadn't lashed out.
Yeah. If he'd stayed professional.
And...
I didn't throw anyone under the bus.
Yeah, yeah. I'd have the utmost sympathy for him. Also, if his jokes were just bad and not, like, really sexist, I think that I'd be like, oh, that's a tough gig. And he just,
I mean,
he
to
just
be
read
fair,
the room
like,
wrong.
You know... He did the Taylor Swift thing, so he was never going to get your sympathy in the end.
The Taylor Swift joke, I actually thought wasn't that bad.
Well,
the mad thing about the Taylor Swift joke is that I'm like the only I was a bit annoyed about that because I felt it distracted from the conversation that needed to be had about the Barbie joke.
Yes,
because people were like,
oh, because so much was said about the Taylor
so
Swift.
So much
joke.
Was said about Taylor Swift.
Wait, which joke was this? What did he say?
It's nothing. I'm a Swift fan. It's a reasonable joke. It's not that offensive to her. It's actually nothing to do with anything that's in her control. He just said the difference between the Emmy or us, because they'd followed two NFL games or something. He said the difference between us and the NFL coverage is there's fewer cut shots of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's fine. But
it's
the
not
thing
an
they
offensive
did,
joke.
But the thing no. they did was they then obviously had like a shot of Taylor Swift. And then all the like haters, who by the way are going to hate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They came out.
They did not shake it off.
They came out and were like online, were just like, see, women can't take a joke. And like, she is just, this is an exact. And she didn't even react.
She took a sip of her drink.
She took a sip of her drink and all the like incels came out and were just like.
I did love that people were going, Taylor Swift had a joke made about her. She took a sip of her drink. Will Smith. Slap.
Yeah. But it's really it's emblematic, isn't it?
But there's a quote of Taylor Swift's in an interview where she said, "A man is allowed to react; a woman can only overreact."
It's so good,
and it's so true in this instance of like she didn't react.
Yeah.
She reacted in no possible discernible way.
It's the most. It's almost as if she's a time traveler.
Yeah,
and she's like, this moment happened, and she was like, I need to put something in beforehand that.
So they can quote me.
This moment.
But I don't know what
like,
she was
incredible.
Meant to do other than like laugh. Is that what they wanted her to do? To
well,
go,
the,
haha,
yeah.
good one.
See, audience.
Yeah, true. They wanted to just be a good sport, regardless of whether or not.
I would have done a big old eye roll.
Yeah.
Really lean in.
I would have.
But I would have done it for every
joke. I would have taken my top off and just swung my t-shirt around my head. Just that's what she should do. Just something completely batshit.
Yeah.
And then there's like, what's the
just
headline?
Just take her t-shirt off. It says, "I love NFL."
Yeah. What's the headline? Taylor Swift takes her top off and spins it around her head in reaction to Joe Coy's joke. We don't know what to say about it.
Also, and can I just ask, who's Joe Coy?
I'm not actually sure.
Oh,
he's,
okay.
He's just a
American comedian.
I think he has been successful.
Okay, good.
You could tell that he had the capacity to be funny. But I watched it and just thought, you've not reviewed this material.
No.
Whatever you were doing for the last 10 days, you did not stop and go, all of my energy and focus is going to be on this.
Right.
So he got
What do you think he was doing instead?
I don't know.
Just taking a bath.
Taking a bath for 10 days. Have a big bath.
Really wrinkly by
gotta,
the end.
Got to get clean for the Emmys.
Occasionally, occasionally like, just a wet notebook on the side.
He'd write down boobies. I'm done. I'm out. To be fair, I relate to it.
I wrote some of these.
I really relate to it, actually. When I think about it, I have definitely like had a deadline, just got in the bath with a wet notebook, written one note and gone, that'll do for today, I think.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the case if you got the hosting job for the Emmys.
The other thing that happened in response to it was that so many people on TikTok were rewriting the jokes.
That's
and
great.
Going, here's like three jokes that I've spent 30 minutes thinking about.
That's great.
And I've come up with three more intelligent, more insightful, funnier jokes.
That's so good. Who are these people and can I hire them?
Just random people. Just random people. Right.
I present them with
jokes.
A terrible joke. Yeah. I'm like, do your thing, TikTok.
Yeah.
Like the most millennial person.
I need an hour of jokes.
Hey guys.
Do your thing.
Hey guys.
Please, begging emoji.
Mickey here.
Hey besties.
Hey besties. Just the worst person.
I'm in a bit
TikTok.
Of a pickle.
Do your thing, guys.
I'm a stand-up comedian and I have no jokes. Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I found it fascinating.
What a car wreck.
Completely fascinating.
Oh my goodness.
And then the worst thing you could do at any gig is turn around and go, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut to be up. Fair. What do you expect me to do?
It's so funny dumb. How, like, I get really annoyed. I don't know. I want Joe Coy. I want him on the line. But I just want to ask him, like, how does, like, don't you just beat yourself up for doing that?
Yeah, I bet. I mean, he's had a nightmare.
Because I beat myself up so much for just, like, the tiniest mistake.
Oh, yeah. He's fucked it.
Mm. I was doing a new material night last night after the one we did, which was nice. And then I went to another one. Part of the problem was I come in with the energy of leaving the nice gig.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to a less nice gig with the energy of...
I'm going to kill
this. Obviously, you all already love me.
Yeah.
So I went up on stage. So that was my first mistake. And then the second mistake was I was doing this bit about, like, how I wish, like, Patrick would just break up with me because I think I'd thrive.
Yeah.
And so I was doing this bit... But it was like, I was like, I'm jealous of people who've had like breakups and who've just gotten dumped or fired. I'm like, stop bragging.
Mm.
But my friend Neil O'Rourke.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely Neil.
Lovely Neil.
We should get Neil on the podcast.
We should get Neil on.
Is he busy next week?
Right, I'll do it. But he'd just been on and he just talked about in like quite a lovely open way about his breakup.
Oh no.
Yes. So I went
like, stop bragging.
Yeah, stop bragging. So then as I said stop bragging, I realized he just talked about a breakup.
Yeah.
And obviously they'd liked him because he's so fucking likable. So then I went, Neil, like to be like, maybe if I address it.
Mm.
They went cold on me, like so instantly.
Oh my god.
Because they'd liked Neil.
Yeah.
I'd come in with the wrong energy and then I was like, fuck you, Neil.
Fucking hell. Stop whinging.
Yeah. So then it was just me for 10 minutes just in my like trying to like get them back on side, which was working, but like for 10 minutes I was just in my head just being like, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have fucking done that. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh,
I shouldn't have done
man.
That.
So easily done. I'd have found
so
it really funny.
Done. Neil. Neil. Yeah, of course you would have found it funny.
Fucking complaining. Neil.
I'm sure he found it funny.
Neil was like absolutely fine.
Oh,
but sometimes you just it's so stupid. You just like you think they'll think something is funny. But they also don't know that, like, we're really good friends or, like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's all just a bit, like, messy.
Yeah, you put one.
Neil.
Neil.
And I love Neil. He's doing the opening for my special.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
You're going to do the breakup stuff?
Yeah. I'm going to come on and be like, guess we just got done. Neil.
Doing this guy a favor.
My agent's in the back just like, why? This is not part of it.
Please stop. Here's three reasons why Neil got dumped. Number one, his name's
point.
Neil.
I'm 15 minutes in. I haven't done a lick of the actual show.
People are walking out.
People are walking out. Riz
Neil's
is bad.
Crying.
I'm like, Neil, you got to do another one after this.
Yeah. Neil, get back out there.
By the way, thanks, Fred. If anyone bought tickets, thank you so much. Well, we've sold it out, which is very exciting.
So good.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
Because I don't have to worry about it now.
Oh. what are you worrying about instead?
Oh, I'm worrying about so much other stuff instead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. There's always like, there's always a lot of worries just waiting in the wings.
Mm. Yeah. When's my cue?
When's my cue? Yeah. Razzle dazzle.
They're all learning their lines.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. How long have we done?
We should
done
stop.
54
well, we should actually
minutes.
We should go to Patreon.
Yeah, we're going to go to Patreon. I'm going to tell you about a party I went to.
Ooh.
Because I can't talk about it publicly, but I can tell you on the Patreon.
Ooh.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah,
that's exciting. Does anyone have anything to say? Plug?
Yeah, again, just my mailing list, really, because I am going to... I'm getting closer and closer to announcing a tour because I announced my new agent today.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was so excited about this.
Yeah,
yeah.
So new agent now.
Sarah nice. Has joined my agency.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to think something to do. It has nothing to do with
it. I'm going
to
slowly morph into Mickey. Turn up next week and we're in a sweater vest. Ooh. Week after, Dutch, I'm though. Fluent Dutch.
Yeah.
I've dyed my hair grey. Like, you're like, I'm not even grey yet.
This is not a good idea.
This is too much. Yeah.
I've moved in with Patrick. I'm very excited for you to join La Familia.
Absolutely. We're family now. Family.
Yeah. Are Lovely. You excited?
Very excited. Very happy. Big.
It's a nice
big
bunch.
Relief. Lovely bunch of coconuts. Here they are standing in the road.
I don't know.
Big
what this
one,
is.
Small one, some as big as your head. It's from the Lion King.
No, I'm just going
on. From the Lion King.
I'm just
afraid. Which one?
The original. The Lion King.
What?
You know what the Lion King is?
No, obviously. Hamlet, yeah. what do you mean? I've never heard that in my life. Yes. And I've watched the Lion King.
You've seen, yeah, then you've heard it.
Coconut standing on my head. When is this?
There's a bit. Who sings it? There's a bit where Zazu's in prison. Oh, it's Scar. Is it Scar? Zazu's been caught.
Yeah.
I think it might be Rowan Zazu Atkinson. Doing. Is it? Yeah, it's Rowan Atkinson.
And he's like,
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. They are standing in the road.
Here's what I think.
And he's got
happened.
Skulls. Are they skulls? Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. And then the skull closes its mouth.
Just after that, there's also a really... These songs are just like... They're not really songs.
Is it the Pumba bit?
Yeah.
Are you hungry for it?
Yeah.
Ah, you aching?
Yeah.
For some bacon.
That's so good.
I sing this all the time.
Yeah.
He's a big pig. You can be a big pig too. Oi!
Oi! That's really good. What has happened is that I think if you had sang that in Dutch, I would have really...
Oh, really?
So next week.
Huh. Okay. I am going to learn that in Dutch.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back next week with guests.
Guests.
Exciting.
With guests.
Neil will be here.
Neil. No, but we will get Neil on. But thank you for listening. Please follow us everywhere.
Follow us home.
And come to Patreon. We're going to keep going and have lots of nice stuff. And Sarah has been to a party, so it's all happening.
Follow
really.
Us wherever we are.
Oh.
If I could, then I would.
Okay. Thank
I'll
you
go
guys.
Wherever you will go. Oh, you just punched me in the face.
Sarah in the face.
I punched her in the face, so you'll hear us next time.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Sarah Keyworth and Mickey Overman and produced by Dave Murphy with music from Ben Kavanagh. Please follow us on Twitter. We are at Thank Fuck for That with no you in the fuck because we hate swearing, guys. And we
swear.
Don't know why we've called it this.
Don't swear.
And you can find us on Instagram with the same name at Thank Fuck for That.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.